Absolutely, absolutely.
Absolutely.
There are many people here in Michiana who miss Brian that would love to
Oh.
hear his story on how he's continued to develop where he's at today.
Yeah.
Keep on doing what you're doing
Yeah.
because
Thank you.
you're highly
Thank you.
respected here.
You're a great role model. Oh,
Thanks
that's
so
so
much. I got to
nice.
come back and visit you all.
And eventually, I want to meet you, Nicole.
Yes. Oh, I have
Okay.
to meet you too.
Okay.
Yes, bet.
Well, Nicola, it was such a pleasure to catch up with Brother Sage and his wife, Charlotte.
They're a beautiful couple, reminding us that Black love is going to push the generations through. And look, we've been walking on faith ever since we got to these shores. So there was a lot said there that I'm definitely going to take in.
But as always, I love what Charlotte was saying about the simplicity and going back to the basics of family and
Yes.
community and just simply sharing that love with each other.
Absolutely.
And before we go,
We want to remind everyone to reach back in history to discover all the contributions to who you are.
of course, there's so much still to uncover, so we got to start that journey today.
There is no time like the present. What a
What a
gift.
gift.
I wish the world were truly happy.
KBLA 1580 Santa Monica.
I'm Mike Stevens. Here's the latest from the Black Information Network. Flash flooding threats continue across Mississippi. The Black mayor of Jackson is urging residents and businesses in areas at risk of flooding to evacuate now. More insight into why former President Trump may be facing serious legal trouble. Federal officials now say they found a lot of classified records that were at former President Trump's Florida home. This came from the released redacted affidavit used to justify the FBI search of the Trump home earlier this month. And Black tennis legend Althea Gibson is being honored in Harlem on what would have been her 95th birthday. Block of 143rd Street is being renamed Althea Gibson Way. She was the first Black tennis player to win a Grand Slam title in 1956. That's the latest. I'm Mike Stevens from your 24/7 news source, the Black Information Network, and BINnews.com.
Celebrate Rams Night at Dodger Stadium on September 6th when the Giants visit. Watch a member of the Rams throw out the first pitch and purchase a special ticket pack to receive an exclusive Rams Night flag. For tickets, visit Dodgers.com/Rams.
If you're not listening to Tavis Smiley weekday mornings on KBLA Talk 1580, you're missing out. Everybody wants to talk to Tavis.
That's one reason, by the way, why I'm so thrilled to have this conversation with you today. The three people I always most hoped would interview me were Phil Donahue, Studs Terkel, and Tavis Smiley. Donahue's retired, Terkel's deceased, so this is a real thrill for me. And the reason why I have such respect for what you do is you have a historically informed conversation of depth and detail.
Be sure to tune in to Tavis Smiley, weekday mornings, 9 a.m. to 12 noon, on your unapologetically progressive radio station, KBLA Talk 1580.
KBLA Talk 1580.
The views and opinions expressed and resources shared on this program are strictly informational and should not be substituted for medical advice or evaluation.
I told you I don't need to talk to nobody.
My daughter's losing weight. She sleeps all the time and has terrible moods.
My drinking ain't the problem. You nagging me is the problem.
Problems and pressure are at the backdrop of everyday life, impacting our physical, mental, and spiritual health. But where are the solutions? And who is concerned about the family? The Urban Family. Presenting Urban Family Focus, hosted by Reverend Gerald Smith, here on KBLA Talk 1580.
Just move on. Los Angeles, this is Urban Family Focus you're listening to, and I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor. We talk about the things that people don't talk about enough in urban households. Things like addiction, mental illness, health and wellness, conflict resolution, financial literacy, and grief. It affects the urban family, We bring attention to it and provide resources and answers to your questions about it. Our goal here on Urban Family Focus is to make sure when you get up early in the morning, you catch that worm. That worm is wisdom, opportunity, resources, motivation, in order for us to live our best life. Speaking of living our best life, we always give you a word from Lamert Park's own Sister Nawili. And today she tells us that change is the door that opens from the inside. So tell all your friends to download the KVLA 1580 app so they can listen anytime, anywhere. There's no other station west of the Mississippi that's giving you the information that KVLA 1580 Talk is giving you, like we do it every single day here on this station. We've got a lot to talk about, and this morning we're having conversation with Dr. Gloria Moreau. And our topic this morning is practicing self-compassion. Dr. Moreau is the Director of Behavioral Health for Unicare Community Health Center and is one of the nation's leading clinical psychologists. Dr. Moreau has served her community for many years through clinical services, workshops, trainings, and psych educational classes to help equip mental health professionals, individuals, and families to be free from the mental barriers that prevent them from living their best life. She's authored several books, including Unleash the Secret Weapons of Success and COVID-19, Maintaining Positive Emotions During Tough Times. Dr. Moreau, welcome back to Urban Family Focus.
Well, good morning, and thank you for having me.
We're glad to have you. Dr. Moreau, as some of you who listen regularly know, she's one of our regulars here on Urban Family Focus because she always has something good to bring to us in a way that makes it easy for us to understand how we can live our best life and control some of these up and down emotions that can take us off track. So, Dr. Moreau, since it's been a while since we've talked, let us know some of the recent things you've been encountered that led us to today's conversation.
Well, you know, after we've been so inundated with COVID-19, racial injustice, and even our political chaos, a lot of people have been really just exhausted, have been either fighting the disease or taking care of others. And then just in our everyday lives, when I work with people, they are caregivers, they are dealing with mental illness, they are dealing with stress and strain, and a lot of us can definitely take care of others, but we have a very difficult time taking care of ourselves.
You know, you say taking care of ourselves, and the big thing for me is that I talk to people about a lot is self-care. So how is self-compassion different from self-care?
It's not. It's just a different word. And mm-hmm. and I like it because, you know, we always can exercise compassion towards others. It's very easy for us to go out of our way to help others and to do for other people. But we are not compassionate towards ourselves. You know, we don't take time off. We don't, you know, do things that keep our bodies healthy, keep our minds healthy and our spirits healthy. A lot of that focus goes towards others, and it causes us to really be in bad shape.
Well, recently you mentioned COVID and all the things that's going on and that equates to drama, you know, that's been going on in our life. And we had a topic not long ago where they talked about trauma porn, which is the steady, you know, feeding of negativity that we get through news media and all the things that are happening and how it impacts our subconscious. When you have a tragedy or something happened to you horrific, what are some of the things, and I'm asking you this question because as you may not know, I happened to be standing on the corner when that major accident happened a few days ago on Slauson and La Brea, and the impact was severe to me, and I, even as a counselor, even as a minister, was questioning what to do next.
Wow. You know, I talk a lot about compassion fatigue, and when we are exposed to either primary or secondary trauma, it has the same effect as if you really were in that accident yourself, because you're watching it. And I think what we've been doing, we sit at home and we watch the news or whatever, and we see those images over and over again. I know, even as it relates to that accident, I don't live in Los Angeles, but I mean, I found myself looking at the news and watching it, you know, happen, because they'll show it to you a million times. And we walk away with a sense of trauma, and especially if you were right there when it happened, you actually witnessed it. And so what do we do with that? You know, most times we just try to keep it moving and keep going and do what we do, you know, to try to deal with it. But many times we are not really healing from the traumas that we experience.
Well,
and when that happens, it causes us to, you know, mm-hmm. not be well.
Well, we're going to dive a little deeper into this topic of self-compassion when we come forward here on KBLA Talk 1580. You're listening to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor. Our guest is Dr. Gloria Moreau.
Healthy lives, healthy home, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith when we come forward on KBLA Talk 1580.
The Los Angeles Urban League helps African American and others in underserved communities achieve true social parity, economic self-reliance, and civil rights. For over 100 years, Los Angeles Urban League has ensured our communities have access to careers with living wages, opportunities to start and grow businesses, and clear pathways to personal and professional growth. Programs like BizCamp, Construction Career Academy, BA Business Ready, and BWARP, the Black Wealth Attainment and Retention Program, are examples of the ongoing events designed to make our centennial mission to rebuild Black Wall Street right here in LA a reality. To sign up for our newsletter or to support the Los Angeles Urban League with your time, talent, and donations, visit laul.org. That's laul.org. The Los Angeles Urban League is a proud sponsor of Urban Family Focus Saturdays at 7 a.m. on KBLA Talk 1580.
Now, local businesses can get closer to every customer in their city with fast, affordable shipping. Introducing USPS Connect Local. You want speed? We deliver same or next day. You want savings? We give you supplies at a flat rate. You want less legwork? We do free pickups. Move your local business forward with the United States Postal Service. Let's connect at usps.connect.com/local. Specific markets, restrictions apply. Same day or next day delivery expected, but not guaranteed with entry close to final destination.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at treatcv19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
KBLA Talk 1580. We've got a lot to talk about.
KBLA Talk 1580, reminding you, when we fight, we win. Asian Americans Advancing Justice is the nation's largest legal and civil rights organization for Asian Americans, Native Hawaiians, and Pacific Islanders. Founded in 1983 as the Asian Pacific American Legal Center, Advancing Justice LA serves more than 15,000 individuals and organizations every year. Their mission is to advocate for civil rights, provide legal services and education, and build coalitions to positively influence and impact Asian Americans, Native Hawaiians, and Pacific Islanders, and to create a more equitable and harmonious society. To volunteer, make a donation, or seek assistance, visit advancingjustice-la.org. That's advancingjustice-la.org. Or call 888-349-9695. 888-349-9695. This is a community call to action from KBLA Talk 15.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith.
Gerald Smith,
a spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor, and we're talking with Dr. Gloria Moreau about practicing self-compassion. I love these topics. You know, they turn into personal counseling sessions for Reverend Gerald. And if you'd like to join this session and have a little talk with us about practicing self-compassion, give us a call at 800-920-1580. That's 800-920-1580 to join in on this conversation on practicing self-compassion. So, Dr. Moreau, before we took a pause, you were talking a little bit about self-compassion and why when something happens to us, we need to reflect and not just go on about our business, but take some time to think about what's necessary for us to get through and over and get a better understanding of why we were put in that position. Can you continue along those lines for us?
Yes, because when we are going back to the trauma piece, because I think that was such an important point you brought up, when we are exposed to trauma, you know, we can very easily engage in what we call compassion fatigue. And let me just stop a moment just to share what that is, because I'm not sure we have always heard about it, but compassion fatigue is a state of exhaustion and even dysfunction because of a prolonged exposure to secondary trauma or even a single intensive event. And what seems to happen is that when we observe something or we are a part of something, witness something, then, you know, we care. So because we care, we are going to experience those symptoms that kind of go along with compassion fatigue. And I think so many of us are walking around with that, especially in our community, because, you know, we've been taking care of each other forever. Mm-hmm. And I think really affected us.
I think sometimes, too, and particularly in the Black community, we feel like we're helpless to do anything about the things that happen to us. You know, we get bombarded at so many fronts, at so many levels. It's like, when we're face to face with it, you know, be it, you know, no matter what it is, you know, it's like, okay, here we go again. We react, we march, we protest, we grieve, we do all of these things, and it continues to come, it continues to plague us, it continues to stand in our way and keep us from being able to just take a deep breath. And for me, that does lead to fatigue. You know, you get tired. Okay, when is this going to end? When is it going to stop? I have faith. I trust that one day it will. I know that we're doing great things in this country and always have and are going to do greater things. And there are many people who respect and honor us for the things that we've done. But the media and the different things that continue to pop up makes you just say, okay, what's next?
Right. Yeah, it's very difficult.
So when we have this topic, self-compassion, when I think of compassion, I think of, you know, being warm and understanding, you know, towards someone else. Mm-hmm. So tell us why it's so important that we be warm and understanding towards ourselves, knowing that, you know, the things that we endure, the failures that we create in our life, these are just natural processes of being human. And sometimes we're harder on ourselves than we need to be. Can you give us some ways that we can, you know, treat ourselves a little better when we make a mistake or when the situation is something that we feel that we've caused?
Well, there are some ways that we can exercise self-compassion. And first, we have to be kind to ourselves. You hit it right on the head, Pastor. We have to refrain from harsh criticism. So many of us are very, very hard on ourselves, and we think we're perfect, but I have to tell you a secret, we are not. And so and then second, we have to give ourselves permission to be human with the potential to fail and make mistakes. And I want to tell you really quickly, I went to a conference one time, and the gentleman was talking about the beauty of mistakes. And I said, my goodness, what is he going to say about the beauty of mistakes? And it was just one of the best presentations I've ever heard, because what he says is, if we can embrace the fact that we're going to make a mistake and find the beauty in it,
then we will not beat ourselves up so badly, and we will then do what we need to do to not make that same mistake. But if we deny that we make mistakes, hide it, cover it up, or even try to be so hard on ourselves, then we're going to make those mistakes again. So we have to give ourselves permission to be human with the potential to fail and make mistakes. And then lastly, we have to believe that we are worthy of making ourselves a priority. Mm-hmm. And that's really hard for us because, you know, again, we can do this with everyone else, but it's very difficult. So I hope you're listening this morning and that you will say to yourself, I am worthy of making myself a priority. That does not mean that you're being selfish. It just means that you can't save anybody if you're not here. You can't take care of anybody if you're out of gas. So we got to make ourselves a priority.
Yeah, I say that in a simple way to people all the time. You know, you have to be your best physically, mentally, and spiritually in order to be the best mother, father, teacher, brother. You know, whatever it is that you choose to do in life, if you are not at the top of your game in those areas, it's going to be a little more difficult for you to process those things. So, and we have to understand that, as you said, you know, we're not going to get it right all the time. You know, part of being a human being is making mistakes. The key is not to ask why, as I say, is to ask what. What does this experience, what can we do and learn from this experience that's going to make us better in all those areas and put us in a position to go forward and help somebody else. That's the way I try to approach all of life, but in particularly when something goes wrong or something tragic happens, I just look for a way to move through it and use that experience to enhance my understanding that makes me capable of helping someone else. And I know in your line, that's what you do on a daily basis. But, you know, how do we tell the difference between self-kindness and, I shouldn't say the difference, but when you look at self-kindness, a lot of times in getting to that place where we can love ourselves and respect ourselves, there's a lot of self-judgment. How do we avoid that self-judgment?
Well, it's very difficult because, you know, we are prone to see the negative and to focus on the negative easier than it is to focus on the positive. So, you know, we have to, again, as I was saying earlier, we've got to learn how to be kind and refrain from that harsh criticism. And the way that you do that is that you have to remind yourself that, you know, hey, I messed that up or I made a mistake, but I'm still a valuable person. You have to do self-talk. And sometimes you have to get therapy because so many people have this negative paradigm for themselves. They have a very, very negative script that they live by, and it causes them to never know how to say no. It causes them to want to be people pleasers. It causes them to do a whole lot of things that they don't need to do to exercise compassion towards others and to avoid, you know, being compassionate towards themselves. So some of that has to do with things that we've done in our lives that we feel like we're not worthy. We feel like, well, I don't deserve to be happy. I don't deserve to be healthy. Let me just help others. So when we feel that way or think that way, then it's important for us to sit with a trained mental health professional so that we can learn how to modify what we call maladaptive thinking, because that thinking is very toxic and it will not allow you to take care of yourself.
Well, one of the incentives are for this particular program and many of the programs we have here on KBLA Talk 1580 is to get our community to seek help, to talk to somebody. You know, if you have something going on in your life, a lot of times, you know, there's some stigma attached to feeling like you need help. And we know how that has inundated our community for years. But one of the goals for this program and many programs that we have on the air is to get people to understand that being human means that you're going to have trials, tribulations. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to have good times, bad times. People you love and been in your life for a long time are going to make their transition. And that's a continuous thing, and it's not going to stop. There's always going to be circumstances and situations that we have to deal with. So you can get to a point where you can't fight through alone. You can get to a point where you need to talk to somebody. And if you don't have a somebody, or you feel like you don't want to go see a psychiatrist, or you don't want to see a psychologist because there's something negative attached to that in your mind, you know, talk to your personal doctor. If you have a doctor, they can make referrals for you. Talk to your clergy. Just have a conversation with your best friend. But don't try and deny the fact that you need to express yourself and that you need guidance in the way that only someone else can provide. And I know that's something you push and talk about all the time, and that's what you do and why you went into your profession. But when you talk about self-kindness versus self-judgment, is something that we all need to really focus on. So tell us a little bit more, Dr. Moreau. You know, like I say, I asked you, the first question I asked you was, what's the difference between self-compassion and self-care? And you said that there is really not a difference. It's just a different way of expressing it to bring out more detail. But what are some of the strategies for practicing self-compassion? How can we make it part of our daily life so when the trauma hits, we're better prepared to deal with it?
Such a good question. Well, one of the things that I tell my clients all the time is, you know, writing and art are very important ways for us to start, you know, engaging in self-compassion, you know, writing in a journal. We want to be sure that I'm clear when I say I think it's important for us to care for others, but we have to do that without forgetting about our own self-care. For example, people who work in high risk jobs or work in healthcare, work for fire departments or police departments, there should be a ritual at the end of each day to transition into your life outside of work so that you can leave your cares and stresses in the workplace because of the kind of work, the nature of the work that we do. Pastors, people that are constantly hearing about other people's problems and are always caring for people. Having good relationships, as you were saying earlier, talking to a friend, or even colleagues where you can safely and confidentially discuss issues that may be bothering you. It's really, really important. The problem is some of us are talking to people who are in worse condition than ourselves. And so we end up, you know, talking to people who are jacked up, and then we feel worse after we talk to them because then now they've got problems. Mm-hmm. We've got enough rest. We've got to get enough sleep. Resiliency will sag when we are tired. We have to be able to, again, process our feelings. And you've got to be able to turn off thoughts about work or the trauma or these other things because that will create more resiliency. Exercising, getting massages and facials, taking long walks, all of those are things. And having a hobby. Mm-hmm. Some of us don't even do anything for fun. We need to know how to play. Playing is so good for us. You know, do you remember when we used to play? You may not, but I remember.
No, I remember.
Playing and jacks and different things. We were happy kids because we knew how to play. And we have to bring some of that into our adult life to know how to play, to know how to have balance. It can't be all about work. You can't come home from work all day and then get in the bed with your laptop, your iPad, your phone, and everything in the bed so that you can work the rest of the night. That is not taking good care of yourself.
I get accused quite often of spending too much time in front of the computer. And as we know, we have all of us, if you have a smartphone, you know that that smartphone controls you more than you control it. You know, if you leave home and forget it, you'll drive 5 miles out of your way to come back and get it because you feel you won't be able to make it without it. And like you said, when we were little kids, we weren't happy because we were living in the laps of luxury. We were happy because we were playing jacks and hopscotch and hide and go seek. And, you know, we had things that, were fun to preoccupy us. And as adults, there are activities that we can get involved in that will serve that same purpose. But we have to disconnect, I would say, from those cell phones, from those computers, and from all this social media and things that we feel like we can't live without. And it's just another vehicle that can add a steady stream of pressure and drama and circumstances that we have to deal with all day long.
Yes. You know, it's amazing. It's amazing.
So when, you know, we're talking about self-compassion, and if you'd like to join the conversation, give us a call at 800-920-1580. That's 800-920-1580. And we, you know, when you say self-compassion, we're talking about self-kindness, but we want to be careful not to be judgmental of ourselves when we look inward to deal with whatever situation we have. This is Reverend Gerald. You're listening to KBLA Talk 1580, Urban Family Focus with Dr. Gloria Moreau. When we come forward, we're going to continue our conversation on practicing self-compassion.
More of KBLA Talk 1580's all-new weekend lineup when we come forward.
I'm Mike Stevens. Here's the latest from the Black Information Network. The case against the black suspect in a Wisconsin Christmas parade attack will go forward. Public defenders for Darryl Brooks Jr. tried to have the case thrown out on the grounds of insanity, but the judge in the case denied that motion. Brooks is accused of killing six people and injuring more than 70 when prosecutors say he drove his SUV through the parade route. President Biden says he's pushing hard for the protection of abortion rights in the U.S. He called abortion a key issue in November's midterm elections after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. And there's friction between COVID vaccine makers. Moderna is suing rivals Pfizer and BioNTech. It claims they use Moderna's technology, so now it wants a cut from the other company's profits. That's the latest. I'm Mike Stevens from your 24/7 news source, the Black Information Network, and BINnews.com.
Celebrate Rams Night at Dodger Stadium on September 6th when the Giants visit. Watch a member of the Rams throw out the first pitch and purchase a special ticket pack to receive an exclusive Rams Night flag. For tickets, visit Dodgers.com/Rams.
If you're not listening to Tavis Smiley weekday mornings on KBLA Talk 1580, you're missing out. Everybody wants to talk to Tavis.
That's one reason, by the way, why I'm so thrilled to have this conversation with you today. The three people I always most hoped would interview me were Phil Donahue, Studs Terkel, and Tavis Smiley. Donahue's retired, Terkel's deceased, so this is a real thrill for me. And the reason why I have such respect for what you do is you have a historically informed conversation of depth and detail.
Be sure to tune in to Tavis Smiley, weekday mornings, 9 a.m. to 12 noon, on your unapologetically progressive radio station, KBLA Talk 1580. KBLA Talk 1580.
When you're the victim of a car accident, who goes to bat for you is crucial. We're MVP accident attorneys, the personal injury pros. Hiring the right law firm can be the difference between a rewarding settlement and striking out. Our team is in it to win it, and we'll fight to get the maximum compensation you deserve. Call the pros at MVP Accident Attorneys at 833-MVP-WINS for your free consultation. Call 833-MVP-WINS.
Call on me, your MVP.
KBLA Talk 1580. We've got a lot to talk about.
KBLA Talk 1580. Connecting you with services and solutions. Stop the violence. Increase the Peace Foundation. Is a nonprofit community-based organization dedicated to fostering peace while mitigating violence in our society. Established in 1993, Stop the Violence, Increase the Peace has provided a wide variety of assistance to thousands of youth, families, and victims of violence over the past three decades, including intervention services, conflict and dispute resolution training, grief counseling, and victims advocacy. In addition, the foundation offers an array of classes focused on anger management, domestic violence, parenting, substance abuse, and more. To make a donation or to access services, call 323-445-8620. That's 323-445-8620. Or visit www.increasethepeacefoundation.org. This is a community call to action from KBLA Talk 1580.
When did all the money made in cryptocurrency become such a burden? Let's face it, for some who are overnight fortunate, shiny cars and fancy homes are just a temporary fix. With so many people in the world in need, now there's a place to spread the wealth and keep a family's lights on. Pay it forward, and where there's blight, plant trees. Party with a purpose and save lives. 3Quality is an easy solution to charitable giving and connects us all. At 3Quality.net, those who have the means transfer tokens to a charitable wallet. Those at their lowest point now have a fund financed by crypto in which to turn. Need help or wish to provide help? Crypto meets charity at 3Quality. Visit 3, that's the number 3, quality.net, where every human is equal.
KBLA Talk 1580. We've got a lot to talk about.
KBLA Talk 1580 joins you in standing for human rights. The Los Angeles Civil, Human Rights and Equity Department, or LA Civil Rights for short, is focused on reducing bias and injustices while leveling the playing field. LA Civil Rights does this through equity and empowerment. The Office of Racial Equity, Hate Prevention, Upward Mobility Programming, and Youth Programming. They convene commissions and advisory councils. The Civil, Human Rights and Equity Department of the City of Los Angeles is led by founding executive director Capri Maddox and is breaking new ground for municipal governance. LA Civil Rights oversees citywide initiatives, including the Renew Program, LA Repair Program, and the LA for All campaign. The LA Civil Rights Department believes that the goals of equity and inclusion for all people can be achieved through hard work and collective action. To get involved and be part of the solution, report a civil rights violation, or get more information, visit civilandhumanrights.lacity.org. That's civilandhumanrights.lacity.org, or call 213-978-1845. This is a community call to action from KBLA Talk 1580.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-457-9220. 800-457-9220. 800-457-9220. That's 800-457-9220.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith.
Gerald Smith.
A spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor. And we're having a conversation about practicing self-compassion with Dr. Gloria Moreau. And we're going to continue that conversation. But first, I want to remind everybody that the Los Angeles Urban League helps African-Americans and others in underserved communities achieve true social parity, economic self-reliance, and civil rights. For over 100 years, the Urban League has ensured our communities have access to careers with living wages, opportunities to start and grow businesses, and clear pathways to personal and professional growth. They have programs like BizCap, Construction Career Academy, Small Business Readiness, BWARP, the Black Wealth Attainment and Retention Program, and these programs are just examples of the ongoing events designed to make our centennial mission to rebuild Black Wall Street right here in L.A. a reality. To sign up for their newsletters or to support the Urban League with your time, talents, or donations, log on to laul.org. That's laul.org. The Los Angeles Urban League, and we're happy to have them as the proud sponsor of Urban Family Focus. We've been talking with Dr. Gloria Moreau about practicing self-compassion, and she's pointed out to us that, you know, the very definition of being human, if you will, means that we are vulnerable sometimes and sometimes imperfect. Therefore, we need to have self-compassion, which, you know, recognizes that suffering is part of life. And even though it's a personal inadequacy for some of us, it's all a part of our human experience and something that we have to remember that we must go through rather than get stuck in it. Dr. Moreau, let's continue this conversation. And while you were talking before we took a pause, I was thinking about the word mindfulness. How does that impact what we're talking about today?
Oh, thank you. That's wonderful, because that's one of the ways that we are able to exercise self-compassion, by the way, is to be mindful, which simply means that we focus on the here and now. Many of us are depressed because we focus on the past. Many of us are anxious because we focus on what could be coming in the future. And if we're going to be at a place of peace, we've got to find a way to be in the here and now, to learn how to breathe, to learn how to meditate. If you're a Christian person, you can definitely use your prayers and scriptures to do that. But whoever you are, meditating can be very, very, very powerful. And so I think that if we are going to be healthy, we're going to have to take time out just to focus on our own health and what it's going to take to help us to become healthy. Some of us are inundated with very toxic people, and we will never be healthy if we continue to surround ourselves with people who are refusing to get help for themselves. So when I'm exercising self-compassion, I'm being very mindful of who I allow in my experience. I'm mindful about what I think. I'm mindful about what I eat, what I do. I'm mindful about all those things that can really bring life to my life. And I pay attention to that, and I try to practice those things. So I think mindfulness has everything to do with it. It's a very important strategy.
And mindfulness doesn't mean that we are ignoring what's going on, you know, and we don't feel compassion for what's going on. It just simply means that we do things to relax ourselves and to be still and know, so we don't over-identify with those thoughts and feelings of negativity and get caught up and swept away in that negative reaction. You know, now self-compassion is something that, you know, means being kind to yourself, being nice to yourself. But I thought about this, Dr. Moreau. What's the difference, or how can we prevent self-compassion from becoming self-pity?
Well, I think that they're very different, because compassion simply is you taking care of yourself, liking yourself, loving yourself, and being good to yourself. Pity is delving into that place of negativity. And so that they have nothing to do with each other. And I think if you sit there and dwell on your stuff, you say, well, she says, well, let's exercise self-compassion. I'm just going to think about all the bad things that happened to me. That puts you in a place of self-pity. Mm-hmm. Whereas self-compassion says, look, these things are happening in the world. These things are happening in my life. I'm trying to help in any way I can, but I've got to carve out and make time for myself. My best friend, Doris Mosley, always says it this way. She says, make it a great day instead of have a great day. Make it a great day just simply says, I'm going to do what I need to do within this day to make my life better. So while I'm doing that for others, I'm making time for me too. And I think that's the difference, because when we delve into self-pity, I'm saying, woe is me. I'm delving in the negative, and I'm feeling like I'm helpless and I have no ability to come out of a bad situation.
So that the self-compassion is loving yourself, where the self-pity, we are caught up in, I want to say, emotional overload. Would that be right? When you get so emotionally involved in what's going on, you know, we just get entrenched in it.
Well, I think it's even more than that. I think we get so entrenched, but it's from a negative perspective. Mm-hmm. You know, when we're engaging in self-pity, we don't see any hope, and we just kind of stay there. You know, something bad happens to you, and I become a victim. And that's the other thing with self-pity. You become a victim. And I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer. So many things have happened in my life, but I am an overcomer. And so I operate in that way. So that's why I can say I love myself. I like myself. I don't mind spending time with myself because I think I'm pretty cool. So I enjoy spending time with myself. When we are engaging in self-pity, you know, we're a victim and we think everybody owes us something because of the things that have happened instead of getting up, doing things for yourself and spending time with yourself. People who engage in self-pity, they probably don't have hobbies or they don't have ways to turn that lemon into a lemonade. And we have to be able to do that because if we are going to make it in this life, we must be resilient.
So in trying to take care of ourselves or be compassionate about ourselves, another thing, you know, my mind's kind of racing here, and I'm thinking about how in doing so and in taking this road of self-compassion, is there a point where we can try and use like material things to make us feel better, and that self-compassion, which is the total opposite, turns into more of a self-indulgence kind of thing?
Oh, sure. When we're not balanced, we can always go over the top. I will tell everyone here, because a lot of times we think we can't take care of ourselves or we can't do anything for ourselves or love ourselves without stuff and things. The best sign that a person is healthy is to be able to do good things for themselves and to themselves without any kind of materialism included in that. So you may can't afford to go out and get a facial or a massage, but you can go for a nice walk. You may can't go on a wonderful island vacation, but you can drive or even take a bus to the beach. You know, there are so many things that we can do so we can engage in the beauty of the world or in our communities without us just kind of caving in or thinking that we have to have things in order to make us happy. Because I will tell you right now, you know, you can have a house and it not be a home. You can have, all these different things and not be happy. So that's not going to make you happy. What makes us happy is being able to come to a place where we embrace who we are. We love who we are. We go within so that we start doing things that give us peace and joy and love from within.
That is so true and well said, Dr. Moreau. And we hear this. We hear it on Sunday. We hear it if we do have somebody that counsels us. If we participate in group sessions, we find out that what we thought was so horrific for us is minor in the life of somebody else. And we're able to get a better perspective of the things that we go through are just that. They're things that we can go through, but the important thing is that we grow through them. We're going to continue our conversation on practicing self-compassion. We come forward here on KBLA Talk 1580. I'm Reverend Gerald. You're listening to Urban Family Focus.
Healthy lives, healthy home, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith when we come forward on KBLA Talk 1580. Talk 1580.
The marathon continues. That's right, rapper, entrepreneur Nipsey Hussle lives on in so many ways. And if you don't know, now you know, you heard it here. August 15th annually will officially be known as Nipsey Hussle Day in Los Angeles. This also happens to be the rapper's birthday. The news of this now memorialized date was made public early this month at the unveiling of Hussle's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame on what would have been his 37th birthday.
In addition to musical accomplishments, he was a father, a partner, and remembered for a legacy of community building in Los Angeles. 3 years after his murder, the star is located in front of Amoeba Music on Hollywood Boulevard. Hear what Lauren London had to say at the unveiling of the star.
I'm grateful for the love and the support the world has shown us, but especially I want to thank the city of Los Angeles. I love you, and as y'all know, the marathon continues.
The Los Angeles Urban League helps African American and others in underserved communities achieve true social parity, economic self-reliance, and civil rights. For over 100 years, Los Angeles Urban League has ensured our communities have access to careers with living wages, opportunities to start and grow businesses, and clear pathways to personal and professional growth. Programs like BizCamp, Construction Career Academy, BOB Business Ready, and BWARP. The Black Wealth Attainment and Retention Program are examples of the ongoing events designed to make our centennial mission to rebuild Black Wall Street right here in LA a reality. To sign up for our newsletter or to support the Los Angeles Urban League with your time, talent, and donations, visit laul.org. That's laul.org. The Los Angeles Urban League is a proud sponsor of Urban Family Focus Saturdays at 7 a.m. on KBLA Talk 1580.
Now, local businesses can get closer to every customer in their city with fast, affordable shipping. Introducing USPS Connect Local. You want speed? We deliver same or next day. You want savings? We give you supplies at a flat rate. You want less legwork? We do free pickups. Move your local business forward with the United States Postal Service. Let's connect at usps.connect.com/local. Specific markets, restrictions apply. Same day or next day delivery expected, but not guaranteed with entry close to final destination.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at treatcv19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Amplifying progressive voices, we're KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor, and we're practicing self-compassion with Dr. Gloria Moreau. Dr. Moreau, you know, this hour goes by really fast, so with the time that we have left, I'd like for you to reiterate some of the strategies for practicing self-compassion, if you would, and if time permits, let us know some of the things we can do to become more resilient as we go through this thing called life.
Well, first, thank you for having me, and I'm so happy we were able to talk about this very, very important topic, especially for our community, who has been definitely in the throes of experiencing trauma, racial trauma, traumas of all kinds, and I think we do have to take a better care of ourselves, and so I would just admonish us, actually, to acknowledge our feelings, to engage in mindful listening, you know, so we can kind of listen to our bodies when we need to stop and take a break, you know, engage in mindfulness exercises. If I were with you in the studio today instead of on the phone, we would probably do some deep breathing so we could learn how to breathe, because sometimes you just need to breathe. And avoid judgment. You know, we've got to stop being so hard on ourselves. We've got to engage in healthy practices with our family and friends. We have to know how to say no. Exercising by walking, you know, and sometimes we don't have to just work out. Sometimes it's just a nice stroll, 15 minutes a day, that can help us to learn how to play, to go back to that happy place where we used to play and we used to have balance, and, you know, try to create that balance in our lives, surrounding ourselves with healthy people, because if you're with negative people, they're going to pull you down constantly. And then really align yourselves with your spiritual source, because I think that helps all of us to, you know, feel better and to feel like, you know, we matter. And I think the last thing I want to say is to find a way, you know, to be kind to ourselves and find the opportunity to tell yourselves daily, I am worthy of making myself a priority.
You know, this is a great topic, and it's one that can't be talked about too much because it reminds us that, you know, self-compassion is self-kindness and has nothing to do with self-judgment. Self-compassion is realizing that we have a common humanity and we need to embrace that and not isolate ourselves when something happens. And we talked about mindfulness. We talk about staying away from things that would cause us to enter into a framework of self-pity and overindulgence and trying to make our lives happy by buying ourselves things versus making our life happy by working on the inside out and getting an opportunity to express ourselves through fun stuff and exercise and proper eating. Dr. Moreau, we're going to have a few more minutes to talk, but right now we're going to move forward. And you're listening to KBLA Talk 1580. I'm Reverend Gerald. This is Urban Family Focus.
You're listening to the all-new weekend lineup of enlightening, encouraging, and empowering talk shows.
Exclusively on KBLA Talk 1580.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
The California Crusader newspaper would like to thank all of our subscribers for their support throughout the years, proudly serving the South Los Angeles and South Bay areas for more than 40 years. The California Crusader is a multicultural, black-owned, adjudicated newspaper that focuses on providing newsworthy information to the people in our community. We're constantly looking for ways to assist businesses in our community to connect with our subscribers. We provide low-cost, effective ways to promote your business with our reasonable and affordable advertising rates. You can participate by suggesting, sharing, and submitting your stories on the California Crusader newspaper Community Share Facebook group page or visit our website at cal-cruise-news.com. That's calcruisenews.com. Then click on the Submit Now button located on the top right corner of the homepage or text CCN to 42828. Again, text CCN to 42828. The California Crusader newspaper, working together to build a better community for our future. Subscribe today.
Bundling car and renter's insurance with GEICO is so easy, your neighbors are probably already doing it. But who? Look for the signs. Chances are they live in a home and have a car. They use money and enjoy having more of it. They probably drink lots of lemonade. Lemonade. And they've probably said something suspicious like, I'm bundling with GEICO, or stop spying on me with those binoculars. If so, you may want to ask them how easy it was to bundle with GEICO. Bundling is easy with GEICO. Just ask your neighbors.
Now back to more of the all-new weekend lineup here on KBLA Talk 1580.
Don't be mad. It's just a brand new kind of me.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. We're practicing self-compassion with our guest, Dr. Gloria Moreau. We have only a couple of minutes here, Dr. Moreau, but I would like you before we run out of time for you to let people know how they can get in touch with you and some of the events or things that you may have coming up that you want people to know about.
Well, thank you. Well, I'm on all of the social media networks, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and just simply put in Gloria Morrow, and I will be happy to hear from you. And I'm really working on a movie right now, and I'm really in pre-production of the movie. And so we'll be keeping you posted on what's going on with that as we go along. But I just want you to know that even in the midst of all I do, I have learned how to play and take care of myself. It's really been a journey getting there because I didn't know how to say no. And I would just take everything and anything. But now I have learned how to say no. And people will be upset with you because you're so used to saying yes to them. But you've got to start saying it because you can't do everything. It's just like that advertisement we hear on the airline when we're getting ready to take off. And they tell you if you were to lose any of the air pressure, then you want to be sure to put that mask on yourself first. And so many of us can't help anybody in a good way because we're not healthy. So we want to be here to help others. But in order to help others, you do have to help yourself first. Well, so thank you so much for having me.
And thank you for being with us today, Dr. Moreau. This conversation has been great. It's we've talked about how we can have greater emotional resilience. We've talked about some self-concepts that we can do for ourselves to make ourselves better. It's important that we have caring relationships, and it's important that we stay away from and don't get entrenched in negativity and all this drama that's going on around us, and find some time and some space for ourselves to be in order to practice self-compassion. Thank you for being with us today, and we thank all of you for listening. We'd like to invite you to log on to our website, herbistfamilyfocus.com. Let us know how we're doing, if there's some topics that you want us to cover, and things that we can discuss that can help you live your best life. I'm Reverend Gerald. This is Urban Family Focus. I want you to stay right where you are because Black Lives Matter, This Is Not a Drill, is next.
Just move on up toward your destination. Though you may find from time to time complication.
KBLA 1580 Santa Monica.
Mike Stevens, here's the latest from the Black Information Network. The case against the black suspect in a Wisconsin Christmas parade attack will go forward. Public defenders for Darryl Brooks Jr. tried to have the case thrown out on the grounds of insanity, but the judge in the case denied that motion. Brooks is accused of killing six people and injuring more than 70 when prosecutors say he drove his SUV through the parade route. President Biden says he's pushing hard for the protection of abortion rights in the U.S. He called abortion a key issue in November's midterm elections after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. And there's friction between COVID vaccine makers. Moderna is suing rivals Pfizer and BioNTech. It claims they use Moderna's technology, so now it wants a cut from the other company's profits. That's the latest. I'm Mike Stevens from your 24/7 news source, the Black Information Network, and BINnews.com.